The following is a paid program on this station.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, and it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that. But it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of the practice. I don't get to do this enough, so it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and yes. how thankful I am for what you have helped me with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat. Yep. So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured by, like, or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatic, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this: I feel fine. I have no problems. But, you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle.
Mm.
So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying, and it's being replaced. And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells.
Mm.
So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original copy, and image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one.
Hmm.
And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times.
Hmm.
And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA, and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
Right, so you at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, I mean, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80.
Yeah.
And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, their head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better, but we're not going to offset it completely.
What effect does the modern lifestyle of sitting, like, all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like, I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version of CrossFit.
Right.
I know. For me, it's more like super slow, and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run, right?
Yes.
And I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods, how's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. Well, we could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, it's Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me.
Yes.
Well, since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain. And the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Chiro Radio. So look, find out if my friend, Dr. Lee Yardley, can help you like he helped me. He's done this for thousands of KTTH listeners. Call right now during the show. It's 866-529-1105. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally on AM 770 KTTH.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with us again. Dr. Yardley, I have had sciatica a couple of times. It is the most miserable condition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all. You're looking at me very knowingly. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a little known secret that I, too, have had sciatica.
Have you?
Yes, many years ago.
Wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Maybe I would, but... But anyhow, so what is sciatica? Well, it's always interesting. You know, the body has got a whole system of nerves.
Yes.
And the single largest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve. And it's a large nerve that begins right at the base of the spine. It travels through the buttocks. It goes down the back of the leg and all the way down the leg. Quite frankly, things can happen to cause that nerve to get inflamed. And it's literally a pain in the butt when that happens.
We're talking about herniated or slip discs or a bulging disc. Is that what's going on?
Well, that gets to the question, where does it come from?
Yeah.
What causes this?
Right.
And some of the more common things is a bulging or a herniated disc. There's actually no such thing as a slip disc. It anatomically cannot occur.
It stays where it is.
Yeah, but it's a common term to describe a bulging or herniated disc.
Okay, for just real quickly, and people tend to forget, I think, as they listen to us, that maybe that your background is so strongly in medicine. A bulging disc, what is that? Describe that to me. That's between two vertebrae?
Right. We've got a stack of bones that make up our spine, and between them are these little pads or shock absorbers.
Right.
In the center of that shock absorber is like a ball bearing, but it's made of jelly.
Yep.
And what happens is it can get damaged so that that jelly begins to break the fibers around it. So it starts splitting it out, and then the disc begins to bulge.
Now, this happens as a result maybe of, I've had it happen to me just sitting, but it can be lifting too much or incorrectly.
That's correct. The thing is, the body is designed to heal itself.
Okay.
And you can damage these discs, and they can repair themselves.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you telling me that what you do, you're realigning the brain-body connection, that you can cure a slip disc, a ruptured disc?
Actually, no. I was saying that the body could heal.
Ah, there's the difference.
Yes.
You get the body out of the way of itself.
Right. But it's a matter of understanding what's going on. Like, for instance, now, think about this for one moment.
Okay.
If you've got one leg shorter than the other, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. one hip's now, when you're standing or sitting, higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The bones can't stack one on top of the other.
Right.
They're going to be curved or distorted. Guess what happens? The discs begin to bulge.
Sure.
Now, if you damage that disc, you will hurt, but it can't heal itself because it's in a compromised position.
Well, but they give you, and believe me, I've been down this road, they give you muscle relaxants, which have never done much for me.
Right.
They give you painkillers.
Yes.
You get exercises. In an extreme case, they'll give you a lovely shot in the back.
That's correct, which the first time may give relief, the second time marginal relief, the third time no relief at all.
And actually, they're to the point where they'll admit that.
Yes. Well, and that, you know, that to their credit. And low back surgeries have less than a 50% success rate.
Now, say that again. That came back very quickly.
Low back surgery, as a category of surgery, has less than a 50% success rate.
So why would someone ever do that? Why would you go get low back surgery?
Because for some reason, they believe that there are no other choices.
Well, why do these discs often not heal?
Because there is a compromise mechanically with one leg functioning shorter than the other and one hip lower than the other.
So what can you tell me after 30 years of clinical practice?
It's interesting because many professions, the medical profession, the chiropractic profession, and probably others as well, try and focus on the low back
mm-hmm.
to correct these kind of sciatica problems.
Core, you get core exercises, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Well, the exercise is one therapy, but still, whether it's using manipulation, massage, shots, surgery, it's all in the low back.
Right.
Now, this is an interesting thing. There was a neurosurgeon by the name of Elf Brigg.
Okay.
He was Swedish or Norwegian, I'm not sure which. And he published a series of papers from 1960 to 1978, culminating in a book called Adverse Mechanical Tension in the Central Nervous System. But here's what he was saying in all of these papers. He was saying the success with low back surgery is really low to correct low back problems. I, on the other hand, can develop a much greater success rate by doing surgery in the neck to solve the low back problems. And you know what? He was right.
And so what you do is you concern yourself with the brain and body connection, which
exactly.
is up in the neck area.
Exactly.
And what happens when you do that?
Well, you're correcting the cause in many cases, not every case.
Okay.
Because there are ruptured discs that you may need surgery for.
Sure.
But in many cases, that corrects the problem because you're correcting the cause, not the effect. Let me give you two examples.
Okay.
One, my own.
Yes.
As a regular practitioner for 10 years, I had problems with sciatica, and I was able to take care of that by getting it taken care of in the low back with adjustments,
sure.
etc. And that was until I developed a problem in the brain-body connection. Once I got that corrected, I didn't see hide and hair of that sciatica for the next 10 years. Second example, a doctor comes to me, and he's been under his own care, not his own care, but care of other professionals like
yeah.
him, 17-millimeter herniated disc. He can't surf. He can't even practice. We take care of him. He starts being able to work at surf. And a year later, we get another MRI done. And that 17-millimeter herniated disc is 2 millimeters.
And it's all about reconnecting the brain with the body.
The only thing I touched was his neck.
Amazing.
Truly.
Now, if that sounds good to you, and I'm betting, given how common lower back pain and sciatica does, if that sounds good to you, what you need to do is you need to find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. $38. 866-529-1105. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, next on AM 770, The Truth.
05.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Well, let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain. And I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he had helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach, but that it had done miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all of the people in the office, like, they wrote down everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. He was right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time, and something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression in the wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications, and there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this time it worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say, I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question because there's so much that I would want to say. It's the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this. Don't let that hold you back, because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident, because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is, and it's awesome to discover at 40
yes.
A whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but I trusted my therapist so much, and I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that, and it's so effective. It's the best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story. But you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection. And then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
They are amazing. Now, if all this makes sense to you, and believe me, it does to me, then maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute. Find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
We're back. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we sometimes talk about movies and stuff. Have you seen The Martian yet with Matt Damon?
Yes, I have. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it's really a really good movie, I thought.
You know, in a different context, almost a retake of The Castaway by Tom Hanks years ago.
That's right. That's right, because he was cast away on the island, and except he had no technology. He
no
had
technology.
To make
it was a different time, you know, but it was fun to watch. Well, you know, it's interesting because the success of the space shuttle, you know, the Mars Explorer, even landing on the moon, you know, they're an interface of many moving parts. But two things that are indispensable, a fully functioning control system
yep.
and effective communication systems. I mean, it can't survive without those.
You know, yeah, one leads to the other. You have to have both.
Exactly. You know, and as true it is as it is of our space program, it's even more true of your body and my body. You know, I recently heard an astronaut, and he was quoted as saying, you know, the technology that we use to get a man on the moon
mm-hmm.
is a drop in the bucket compared to the technology we have in our iPhones.
And that's just one iPhone.
Just amazing. One iPhone. Yes, it's amazing. Now, if you take the difference between the technology levels of the iPhone mm-hmm. and the technology level of putting a man on the moon, there's a big difference there.
Sure.
Multiply it by 482,000 times, and now you may be getting close to the technology that the human brain and nervous system has.
Okay, now that's astonishing.
Isn't it? Amazing.
Sure.
And you know what's even more amazing is that science knows, has estimated that we know about 0.1% of all there is to know about the human body.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got a lot to learn. But, you know, like all technologies, it's susceptible to a thing called bugs, right? And one of those bugs is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
So the question then is, that I get asked a lot, is what causes a compromise in that brain-body connection? And I've categorized it into three different levels.
Okay, number one.
Physical. Go bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Rope breaks. Land on your head.
Yeah.
If you survive, I guarantee you will have a compromise in your brain-body connection. Now, as unlikely as that might be, and I don't think it's that unlikely, but, you know, people go to Disneyland.
I just
Disney
went.
Disney World, there
yes.
you go. And you hopped in those long lines to hop on the rides, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And what you may or may not have read, being the astute person you are.
Oh, I read it.
Yeah. A sign that says, if you've got a neck or back problem, don't go on the ride.
Correct.
Do you think that's dissuaded any of my patients ever?
I'm guessing not
no,
so much.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, the only thing that's missing, it didn't stop me either, by the way. And at the end of the ride, the only thing that's missing is a sign that says, if you didn't have a neck or back problem, now you do. Yes.
Thank you for flying on
yes.
Star Tours.
Well, the good news is you can come in and get that taken care of.
Sure.
Number two is mental.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know you have no stress in your life.
None.
I am going to share with you that that's not true for the average person out there in the street. I mean, let's say you go driving down I-5, you got a tractor trailer on both sides, your shoulders are up around your ears. Do you think you're not under stress?
No.
Oh, sure. I know I'm under stress.
Yeah, we are.
We live in a society of stress. And what we don't realize is that the stress can kick circuit breakers, the brain-body connection. It's a circuit breaker. It kicks out. It helps our body deal with the stress and creates problems for us further down the road.
Sure.
And then the third group, the smallest group actually, is chemical stress. And we're exposed to chemical stress, the drugs that we take, smoking, alcohol, you know, pollution in our environment.
Right.
Too much of vitamins can do it. You know, there was a group of explorers up in the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
And they got stranded. They couldn't get up to get them out. And so, you know, what more stark environment could you try and survive in? And so they survived as best they could, dying off one by one by one. Eventually, they got up and they were able to rescue a small group of survivors and the bodies of their comrades. And so they did autopsies, fully expecting that each one of them would have died of exposure. To their utter amazement, that was not what they found out.
It wasn't? What did they die of?
They found out that they died of a vitamin A overdose.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was the first time science realized you could get too much of a vitamin. And what had happened, what had killed them, was the polar bear livers. The takeaway here, Frank, is when you get stuck up there, you can eat the polar bear, but not the liver, you see. So when we take a look at it, we find that the heart beats, if it's healthy, it's beating at 72 to 75 beats per minute.
Right.
That's so long as the brain is communicating with the heart in a manner that it's supposed to. You know, it's like talking to a friend on our phone, on our cell phone.
On your cell phone?
Yeah, and then suddenly a call gets dropped.
Right.
Now, your only hope of restoring that communication is to reestablish that lost connection.
And the only way you're going to get the communication not only reconnected, but reach the goal that you want to reach is by reconnecting.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, with our phones, we know immediately when we've lost that communication.
Sure.
But in the human body, it's so wonderful that that communication get compromised, and it could take decades for us to really realize the damage that's being done to our body because that communication is compromised. It makes good sense to me that we get those compromises measured, evaluated, and if necessary, corrected. Instead of waiting until the damage is done and then trying to dig ourselves out of that hole.
That sounds like the mission of the Yardley Institute.
Exactly. What we do is we detect the presence or absence of a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology to do that. There are certain markers that will tell us if that's indeed going on. And if those markers aren't there, clearly it's not going on, and that's good. And that not everyone that comes in has a compromise in the brain-body connection. We don't accept everyone for care, although we do help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
So after you restore the brain and body connection, what happens?
At that point, the body begins to function in a healthy manner.
In fact, in my case, after the procedure with you, I find that I'm walking straight again. I'm able to stand for long periods of time. I don't have the back pain I used to have. And that's what we mean when we say restoring health, improving lives naturally.
Naturally, exactly.
So now maybe you're thinking you might be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that is to go visit him, 866-529-1105. Don't go away. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on AM 770 KTTH.
1105. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to another doctor, Dr. Mark, who I guess he's a retired dentist and also pharmacist.
Yes, he was a dentist in the military for 26 years. Prior to entering dentistry, he was a pharmacist.
And do I understand that what were the things that he suffered from?
Well, he was dealing with peripheral neuropathy, which is a numbness that develops usually in the feet as a result of nerves dying.
Okay.
Knee pain and thumb and wrist problems.
Now, had he seen anybody prior to seeing you?
He was at the Mayo Clinic for a month. He went to Johns Hopkins and regrettably didn't get any improvement anywhere. In fact, in some cases, he said it made it worse.
I think we need to find out what happened to Dr. Mark when he showed up on your doorstep.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Hi there, Dr. Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing good.
So, Dr. Mark, tell me about what conditions you were dealing with prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. I understand that there were some issues with, what, your lower back and some peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, mainly it's from a lot of military service and overseas. Mainly was first with the lower back, but in the last 10 years you could add a whole bunch, peripheral neuropathy of both feet. And then I had trouble with both wrists and both knees, and it's just causing considerable problems sleeping at night.
Were you somewhat skeptical when you went to go see Dr. Yardley?
I was skeptical because I've been through everything before, and I didn't see any real results.
What was your initial impression when you went and visited them at the clinic?
He's very gentle. He's very experienced, and I felt, you know, I don't know where this is going, but at least I feel very confident in him.
We often talk with people about what the treatment is like. Some people say it was as if he didn't do anything. What was your experience, both as a doctor and patient?
No, I felt him do something. It's very gentle, though. It's just like he says, and just like he explained to me in the office, and like he says on his radio program, this doesn't hurt, you know. This is gentle. It's just exactly what he says.
So, immediate results? Did you feel something right after the initial effort, or did it take a while? Was it gradual? What was your experience?
Actually, it took a while. I felt something. I was surprised that I did feel something, but my condition didn't really change right away, no.
But over a period of time, I gather that it did. What was your experience there?
Yeah, I felt he was doing something, and slowly but surely, you know. First, I didn't pay attention. Then all of a sudden, I said, you know something, I am improving. It takes patience and time.
So tell me about your improvement. Where are you at with the back pain and the peripheral neuropathy?
Back pain is about 50% better. In the peripheral neuropathy, in the knees, the wrists are okay. I go to the gym. I do very light, but I still go to the gym, and I still swim a couple times a week, and I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, so
I don't have to get up all night.
And so I gather the knee pain has been reduced quite a bit?
It's 80% the knees. The knees are really happy with. And even the peripheral neuropathy in both feet is at least 70% better. And the wrists are maybe 85% better because I actually use them every day. I use them normally now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to be able to. I mean, obviously, it's opened up your life again and allowed you to exercise and do things, or am I wrong about that?
It's been wonderful. I tell you, I've tried everything before, from the Mayo Clinic to regular chiropractors, acupuncture, even prolotherapy. Nothing really helped much.
One of the challenges...
Slowly but surely, I'm getting better and better.
One of the challenges, and you're a clinician yourself, and that is we seek to create a situation where the body is healing itself. We seek to create a situation where you're not dependent upon us correcting it all of the time.
You're not going to find an expert like you anyway. It's just not... This is not a common specialty, you know, that you're going to find a lot of people doing it. And you've got the experience. So, you know, I put my trust in you. And that's what I do when I feel I got a really good doctor. And I just said, you know, sometimes you get a little impatient, but I just said, I need to be patient. And, you know, I am improving, so let's go with it. And we stayed with it.
That's really kind of you to say that. And that's my attitude, too. And when I go to a good clinician, listen to what they say and try not to judge it too much myself.
Dr. Mark, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Your story is really a fascinating one and one that I think is very uplifting. Thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to share this with people, really.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
An impressive story from Dr. Mark, Dr. Yardley, but it's not all that unusual, is it?
It's not, but it is a compelling story.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, maybe you've been listening to this, and maybe you're wondering whether you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that is to go and visit with him. So here's what we've got for you. It's a special offer. It usually costs you $148. You go in, you get the non-invasive tests, very gentle. And why do you do that, Lee?
To determine if a person's a candidate for the care.
Right. So we've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.
Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Now, you've piqued my curiosity during the break, Lee. I understand that you have a story to tell us today. You usually don't get into a topic with a story right away, but what is this that happened?
Well, It's something that I experienced about 5 years ago. I was in a place called Barrington, Chicago, and I was at a meeting of researchers. And at that particular time, the topic we were discussing was the change in primary hypertension in people that got their brain-body connection corrected.
We've talked about this study before and how successful it was.
Exactly. And one of the incidental findings to that study by the neurosurgeon was when you corrected the brain-body connection, there was a sudden increase in flow away from the brain.
Blood flow away from the brain?
Blood flow away from the brain, which didn't really mean much to me at that point in time, except that as I thought about it, I realized, well, if you improve blood flow away from the brain, you've actually improved blood flow to the brain as well.
Why is that, Lee?
Because otherwise the brain would die.
Well, sure.
You've got to offset one. The hemodynamics is such that one offsets the other.
Yeah, you're basically increasing the blood flow all the way through the system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So this was very interesting to me because a couple of years later, there was this medical doctor in Italy, and he reported that he was able to improve the situation with people that had multiple sclerosis by doing a surgery that opened up the blood vessels and allowed the blood flow away from the brain to improve. It's called the liberation surgery, or the liberation procedure is the term that they use.
Multiple sclerosis is what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
The stuff that Mitt Romney's wife has, MS.
Exactly, yeah. And his wife had it. The medical doctor's wife had it.
Okay.
He did the surgery on her and she improved. So he did that on 28 other people and saw dramatic improvements as well. So I thought, well, you know, that surgery can't be too safe. Brain surgery is never really safe.
No, not a good idea if you can avoid it.
But if you could do that without doing surgery, how amazing that would be. And maybe that could help with MS.
Okay.
And it kind of supported something that I had seen over the years in correcting people's brain-body connection is that many people with MS would report improvements in this situation.
Now, this is the point at which I need to stop you and say, you're not saying that you can cure MS.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. See, I don't diagnose MS. I'm dependent upon the diagnosis that they have when they come in.
Right.
That might be correct. It might not be correct. I have no idea. All that I know is this. If they have a compromised brain-body connection, I can figure it out. I can usually figure out how to fix it.
And if that brain-body connection is no longer compromised, blood flow to the body increases.
Away from the brain increases.
But then it also comes back to the brain.
Thus, thereby increasing it to the brain as well.
Okay, so you're going to have to give me a case study, Lee. You're going to have to give me a specific case to carry this forward. Because, I mean, talking about relieving MS, that's miracle stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the body is quite amazing on what it can do. You know, and I've had a number of cases over the years. There was one that just came in this past year. And this was a lady. She was 58. And she'd been diagnosed 18 years prior to that with MS.
Okay.
And it seemed to progress and get worse. She found that she would tend to fall over. She'd fall over to the right side, just standing in one spot. She was really sensitive to weather fronts. She was experiencing foot drop in both feet, more so in her left foot. She was having to walk with a cane, and she was just generally experiencing a severe loss in terms of her quality of life.
Now, MS waxes and wanes. You go through periods, at least when you're younger, where, you know, it may get worse. You'll have a flare-up, and then it'll go away for a long period of time.
And that's the history of it. But based on what she told me, that hadn't seemed to be the case for her too much. I mean, she had 18 years with it just being there and with time getting worse.
Wow, it's debilitating. So tell us what happened.
Well, in examining her, we certainly found there was a compromise in the brain-body connection. We went ahead correcting that, and I would assume, because I had no way of measuring it, but I would assume after that it improved the blood flow away from the brain based on the research that was done by that neurosurgeon. So we got it corrected. We began to get it stabilized, and very quickly, within just weeks, she started reporting that her balance seemed to be about 80% better. And that she wasn't tipping over to the right side anymore. And then as time progressed, she reached a point where she no longer had to use that cane to be able to walk. And so eventually she reached a point where she reported to us that the balance issues, the things that had carried within that diagnosis of MS, were now 100% gone. Now, does that mean that we cured MS? I would make no such claim. But what I would say is this. She had a compromised brain-body connection. We corrected that. And whatever was carrying that diagnosis seemed for her to do much, much better. And I've seen that repeated time and time again.
That seems to be a consistent theme as you and I share time chatting about this. Restoring the brain-body connection What does it do exactly, Dr. Yardley?
It restores or returns to the body the control over itself. It restores to the body the ability to be able to heal. When you had a compromised brain-body connection, there are pockets or parts of the body that are just not getting what they need. And when you restore that brain-body connection, those parts are once again getting that which they were not getting. And once again, they can do that which they couldn't before.
We're not talking about curing an illness. We're talking about allowing the body, making it easier for the body to do what it does naturally.
And that is to heal itself.
Does this sound good to you? If this sounds like an approach that makes sense to you, then you want to contact the Yardley Institute, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and find out if you're a candidate for care there. Here's what you do. In fact, I'll make it worth your while. Usually it's $148 for that first visit, for that first evaluation, 866-529-1105.